Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
I've been speaking with Reverend Connie Habash, and she is the author of Awakening from Anxiety. So welcome back. You wrote about seven keys to a confident, courageous life. Can you share some of those keys to help keep us from being anxious?
Yes. So the first three are essential, and they're the foundation for the last four. And I've been speaking a little bit about some of them. So the first one is presence. And I define presence as being aware and attentive in the present moment as it is. And as it is means we're not telling a story about it and creating, you know, anxiety-provoking stories about the present moment. We're being with it just as it is, with an open heart and a quiet mind. So again, letting go of the thoughts. We're being aware and attentive. We're bringing our awareness to what is happening right now. When am I feeling in my body? What is happening here in my surroundings? So right now I'm looking out at my window and there's leaves. You know, we still have leaves that have turned on the trees here in California at this time of year. And, you know, just feeling my breath as it is, not making any judgments or comparisons or analyses. Just I'm here with everything right now in this moment as it is, with an open heart. So I'm willing to, as you asked earlier, you know, are all the emotions welcome? Yes. So I'm welcoming in and feeling what is true and present here for me right now. And that helps shift us out of this tendency to, as I mentioned, go either into the future with our thinking or back into the past with our thinking. And what we discover is that almost all the time, there are a few rare exceptions, but almost all the time, the present moment is okay. It's perfectly fine right here. I'm sitting at my desk at my computer. Everything is okay right here in this moment as I'm talking with you. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but it's okay. And we can be with that okayness and embrace it and find calm from just being present. And it's a mindfulness practice. So probably a lot of you have heard of mindfulness. So this practice of presence is like a mindfulness right here in this moment. So that's the first key. The second one I have also mentioned a little bit. It's embodiment. And a lot of times, people aren't actually present in their bodies, which may sound really strange to some people, like they say, but I do yoga, Connie, so I'm in my body, or I ski, I'm in my body. But actually, I think a lot of us can think of times where we've done activities or even something as simple as driving down a road and we don't remember what we passed the last 3 minutes ago. That's a mild form of what we would call in psychology dissociation. And when we dissociate, we're not really present in our bodies. We're up in thinking, imagining, wondering, past or future, etc. To be in the present moment and in our bodies is calming. One of the reasons why is that when we're not really in our body, the body can sense. Our body is actually it's an intelligent being. Every cell of our body has intelligence. Our liver cells know exactly how to be liver cells. Our skin cells know how to be skin cells. And it knows when our consciousness, when our awareness is really fully present in here and when it isn't. And when it's not, it's kind of like, I don't know, Kathy, have you ever like gone on a cruise ship somewhere, or certainly you've probably maybe been on a plane?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say that we're on a cruise ship. And we're, you know, relaxing on our chaise lounge by the pool, whatever. And then we hear, maybe as an announcement, or maybe just someone starts whispering to someone else, nobody's at the helm. No one is steering the ship. There's no one in that room. There's no navigators, nothing. How would you feel?
Oh, it depends on the weather. I'd probably be okay. I'm pretty mellow girl.
might be okay, but
it certainly would cause angst among most people.
No one steering the ship. There's no one up there at the controls. Nobody.
Yeah.
And so our body actually senses no one's here. No one's really paying attention. So the body has to be on high alert. the body goes into what's called the sympathetic nervous system response, or the flight or fight or freeze response that we've heard of, and we pump more adrenaline. There's more tension in the body. It gets prepared for anything that could happen because we're not really present here paying attention to what could happen.
And this so, is an unconscious choice that our body just slips into that.
Yeah, it tends to flip into that if we're not really fully present here in the moment in our bodies. And so by learning to come back into our bodies with awareness, feeling our sensations from the inside, breathing here in this moment, being present, so present is sort of a precursor to being embodied, then the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest part of the nervous system, can come on board and we can experience more calm. So embodiment is the second key. And then the third one is related to what I talked to earlier about compassion. The third key is self-compassion. Because sometimes when we feel anxious, we beat ourselves up for feeling anxious. Or we think we shouldn't feel this way. Or why does that always happen? Or I must be doing something wrong because I'm feeling anxious. Or, you know, I thought I had got this licked and now it's back. And we might beat ourselves up for a lot of different emotions that we had. Oh, no, I'm feeling angry again. I shouldn't feel angry. That's not spiritual. That's a bad thing. Or I'm feeling depressed. You know, oh, no, this is a problem. And instead, we can come to this place of self-compassion. So we know it's important to be compassionate for other people's suffering. It's also important to be compassionate toward our own suffering. And that means really being present with ourselves in our body and being willing to feel what we feel and treat ourselves with the care and kindness we would with someone else who was hurting. Self-compassion has gotten more attention in the last 20 years. It's a newer kind of concept or practice in the world of psychotherapy, and it's really needed because a lot of us can be hard on ourselves, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. And it's being tough to get through things doesn't do anything for your anxiety, does it?
No, it doesn't. Being hard on ourselves doesn't help us to get through the anxiety, and trying to toughen up and pretend like it's not there, that just means that it simmers beneath the surface. It's a festering wound. And that eventually it's going to build up enough so that we can't avoid it anymore. So welcoming things in with compassion, not judging ourselves when we feel an emotion, but being right there, present for ourselves like we would, you know, a child that we care for, being that for ourselves.
There's so much to learn about allowing the whole process. How do you help your students break through old patterns?
Well, taking them through these first three keys is essential, and those prepare us for the chapter that I call Feeling Your Anxiety. So you learn how to feel, because a lot of us aren't taught how we can feel consciously without engaging the mind. It's a skill, and it's a skill to be able to learn to stay with that. So, for example, students in my class, I'm really helping them to feel what are the sensations in their body and to be present with that. A lot of times we do yoga like we do a lot of other things. We are doing the yoga poses while we're thinking about something else. So I'm helping redirect them back to what is it like here in your body, getting familiar with sensations. A lot of times people haven't really felt sensations maybe in their outer hip or in their, you know, side of their neck. They might feel sensations somewhere else, but not paying attention to those areas of their body. And when we can feel sensations, then, first of all, we develop resilience. Self-compassion and being able to feel the sensations both together develop our resilience to be able to weather whatever arises in our life, whatever emotions, whatever situations. Okay, I know how to get through this. I've been through this before. So I'm helping them build through awareness in their body, through awareness with their breath, and awareness with their sensations, how they can really be strong and resilient even when anxiety might rear its head.
Connie, you have such an amazing book here, Awakening from Anxiety. Can you just tell our listeners where we can find this book?
Yes. So you can find it on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at Indie Books. You can order it from any bookstore that you go to. They may have it in stock, but you can always order it from them. It's available just about everywhere. And if you want to find out more about what I do and more about the book, and actually I give people a little free assessment about their anxiety to find out how much anxiety they might be having, and I give them a couple calming practices to do along with it on my website, which is awakeningself.com. S as in Sam, E-L, F as in Frank.com.
Connie, thanks so much for being on the show, and thank you for helping heal the world of anxiety.
Thank you, Kathy. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.